Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We are in Spokane, Washington, an annual event that happens over here once a year, the Silver Summit, one of the most interesting conferences that I've attended. I've been attending this for the last 8 years. We've done radio from this conference for the last 8 years. We always start out the show with a bang, and we got a bang right here, Sean Rockamoff. Sean is brilliant. He's been in the silver market for a long, long time, both as an investor, as an advisor, what have you, in terms of his insights into market direction. Sean is second to none. How you doing, buddy?
Very good, Al.
Sean, we have some interesting things going on in the precious metals markets right now. Specifically, a couple of days ago, last Tuesday, and we're recording this on Thursday, 2 days ago we had a real hiccup in the direction of the price of both gold and silver, went downward. The price of the dollar went up a little bit, but not as much as one would have thought given the circumstances. The next day, gold and silver came back with a bang. The dollar went down in price, and today, as we're recording on Thursday, we're down just a little bit. Where's the trend going, my friend?
It depends on your time frame. In the short term, we may see some weakness. But I would say even in the intermediate term, say by the end of the year or early next year, I expect new highs.
The one place where I would disagree with you is I think we're going to see new highs sooner than that. And when we talk about new highs in silver, the high in silver is over $50. I don't think that's going to happen until perhaps within your time frame. But I'll bet you we're back up around 24, 25 by the end of this year in silver, just based on economic fundamentals.
Yeah, I think that's a very reasonable projection. I don't think we're going to see much weakness, or if we see any, it should be short-lived and shallow.
You know, we were in New Orleans last week, and we were having dinner. Kath and I were having dinner with Brian London and his wife Fran, delightful lady. And Brian is looking for a possible correction in the precious metals markets right around election time, perhaps right after the election, like specifically very early November. Do you share those thoughts?
Well, it's very hard to pin down the exact time frame, but we're definitely due for some kind of profit-taking correction, and it may be combined with a bounce in dollar rate, the dollar index,
yeah.
U.S. dollar. So it's very possible, and the results of this election, it's unclear. It looks like the Republicans are going to get, some more seats.
Some interesting things are going on right now on the international level economically. China has raised its interest rates. In a workshop yesterday, I posed the question to my panel, do you think the increase in the interest rate levels in mainland China is going to have an impact on the price of precious metals? Virtually, in total unison, the four panel members said, don't think it's going to really make any difference. I think it will. What do you think?
If it does, I don't think it's going to be meaningful from a longer-term investor perspective.
You don't. Let me tell you my rationale and tell me if I'm crazy or not in your mind. My rationale is that with interest rates going up in Japan and China, that's going to attract capital, obviously, to China with the higher interest rates. I think that could perhaps have a negative effect on the U.S. dollar. And the one thing that, I mean, it doesn't happen totally consistently, but pretty consistently, when the value of the U.S. dollar goes down, the price of the metals goes up.
Correct. So in that case, the influence is going to be positive.
Right.
On the metals.
Yeah, and that's my thought. These folks were saying they didn't think there would be any impact one way or the other, and I think there could.
Well, again, in the immediate term, it's very difficult to call it. But I think China is a very big market there for silver. It's growing. The government there is, encouraging people to invest in silver. And basically, the economy is doing well, so it's going to be more investment money, even internal money, aside from any other foreign capital coming in. So I think China is going to be a very robust market.
You know, I got to tell you, man, what I find interesting about what we're talking about here is about 3 or 4 years ago, and I don't remember the exact time, but the Chinese government came out and said, encouraged citizens to save by way of purchasing precious metals. Shortly after that, within just a few short months after that, it was announced in, you know, the daily press, what have you, that China had evolved to becoming the largest gold producer in the world, burying basically South Africa in terms of gold production. Now we hear talk about China getting together. The latest headline that I saw, and this wasn't really what I would call a fringe publication. I don't recall the publication. Could have been the New York Times. Could have been the Wall Street Journal. I'm not sure. But there was an article in there talking about how China and France are basically talking about going back to a monetary system based on gold. You know, interesting events, Sean, over the last 3 or 4 years.
It would be difficult for me to call how that's going to transpire from the top, from the government side of things. And I am sure there will be some waves made by different entities, and especially the BRIC countries. But I am absolutely certain that it's going to happen from the bottom up on a, you know, average Joe level, where when they get scared, they will flock to precious metals. But de facto, it's going to happen regardless of what the governments do.
I don't disagree. Interesting theory. I think regardless whether it's top-down or bottom-up, I think we're going to see some interesting upward movement in precious metals. And I have to believe that a factor is what, you know, what's going on in China and their monetary system. I think that's an issue. Sean, let me ask you this. If people agree with what we're saying and they want to start perhaps putting a bit of their assets into precious metals, in your opinion, what's the best way to do that?
Well, if they haven't done so yet, they should definitely be buying the metals themselves, so gold and silver. And I prefer silver over gold. Should be buying coins. After that, once they get a position in the physical metal, they may want to look at some equities.
What percent of their assets do you think should be in the physical metal itself? Or themselves, I guess I should say.
In my opinion, the conservative number for me would be maybe 20%. Anywhere above that, I'm still very comfortable. I think you can go 30, 40. It depends on the type of investor you are, or your business, or your financial situation, of course, and your needs for, you know, liquid assets. And obviously, I don't advocate selling your metals anytime for, you know, day-to-day needs. So you need to have some liquid, you know, cash. Other than that, again, equities, I think, will offer very, very exciting opportunities.
I agree. Yeah, we've done really well on equities. I want to interject one thing here that's really important, and that is this is not to be construed as investment advice, because it's not. Sean is simply telling you what he is doing, and I'm simply telling you what I do. If you think I'm crazy, that's great. Throw tomatoes at me if you see me. If you think I'm right, you know, you might want to examine some of our actions. Sean, real quick, we got a minute left here. Tell listeners a little bit about your website and how they can learn more about Sean Rockamoff.
Well, I run a website called Silver Strategies. It's a site focused on silver and related investments, companies, the metal itself, and different uses, and the financial system, and how it all links together.
And Silver Strategies includes what type of material?
Basically, it's a one-stop shop. If you're looking to invest in silver companies or do research, or silver itself, there's tons of information there about the metal and different ways to get involved.
Different ways to get involved in the metals. Okay. There you have it from Sean Rockamoff. Sean is somebody who I have used, I guess I should say, over the probably the past 8 to 10 years. He is a real expert, along with his colleague David Morgan, when it comes to precious metals related issues, specializing in silver. Got a lot of respect for this guy. Take a look at his website, silverstrategies.com. We'll provide a link on our website. Sean, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments, and you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Back with Peter Spina. Peter is in charge of, in my opinion, one of the best websites out there, goldseek.com. He also has a website called silverseek.com. I got to tell you, this young man is absolutely brilliant. You started Goldseek, if I'm not mistaken, even before Kitco. You started back in the early 90s.
Yes, thank you for having me on the show, Al.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You don't have to thank me. Yeah. Thanks for doing it.
Yes, Goldseek started back in the mid-90s, in 1995, and we just celebrated our 15 years in August on the web.
Wow. So you must have been, what, 12 when you started it?
15, yeah.
15 years old.
Yeah.
And you have taken that site to where you are now rated incredibly high by all the rating mechanisms. You're somewhere around 30,000 or thereabouts?
Yeah, we're ranked as the second largest gold website and the largest silver website. Our traffic has been just going parabolic recently. We reach about 100,000 silver investors on SilverSeek and about 250,000 gold investors right now.
Now, tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about the information that they can get off of your site.
Sure. GoldSeekSilverSeek.com has a variety of information and resources. So our primary intent is to keep investors updated on the gold and silver action. It's a very active market these days, so we have quite a few contributors on the site providing up-to-date information.
Sure.
But visitors can also have access to real-time quote information and other news items. So the site has a variety of resources for investors and readers coming through the site.
Now, I know you do. Do you do audio, video, written?
Yeah, no video. We have an audio portion and mostly web-based reports and articles.
Yeah. Now, I have to believe that it growing at the rate that you're growing. Now, I happen to know, I get a little bit of an advantage because I'm in the industry, but I happen to know the real value of your site. But what I would like you to do is tell our listeners what they can gain from your site. And I guess we'd have to make the one caveat that, you know, people have to be interested in hard assets.
Right. Yeah, the premise of the site was to provide a platform for investors to get an alternative opinion on the metals market. In the mid-90s, when I got access to the web and my interest in gold and silver, I noticed that there was a lot of information out there on the markets that I found to really represent what was going on out there. So over the years, we've brought a lot of the major industry authors and writers who talk about the markets. Today, it's a little more of a mainstream opinion, but back in the 90s and over the last 10 years, it's been still a bit of a minority position on what's happening out there, and we've focused on this great asset, this great credit bubble that's going on and how it affects currencies and the metals market and gold and silver. So, yeah, that's really the primary focus is how does that all relate together and taking it from that perspective.
Peter, how did you get interested in the industry? I mean, most guys at the age of 15 are more interested in hot rods and seeing if they can score some beer and skiing, etc. That wasn't the case with Peter Spino, was it?
No, my parents got me interested in investing at an early age and into computers. They provided me with some early Apple Macintosh computers, so I was able to combine those two. And with the advent of the internet, it was kind of more of a hobby and interest. Created a website that followed that, so I was able to combine those various interests into the website. So that was really the primary thing there. My dad, my parents were really definitely a strong influence in gold and silver. They come from a background where from Eastern European country, which underwent a lot of turmoil in the 60s and 50s and 70s under communism and 80s, and they understood what real money, what it represents, and what's all about. So they were big influence on that part.
I got to tell you, man, I had exactly the same experience, only substantially earlier. My parents were immigrants from Russia and Poland, and my grandfather would never have made it to the United States had it not been for the hard assets that they had. They were people of substance in the old country, and if they didn't have precious metals, and if they didn't have diamonds also, they would have never gotten out of the country. Boy, it doesn't take, you know, you don't need to get hit in the head with a baseball bat to realize that the real value, the bottom line value of hard assets is that there is nothing that can take its place.
Mm-hmm.
Paper currencies come, paper currencies go. Gold, silver, etc., they do not. So you had the same experience
Sure. That
my mom and dad did.
Yeah, they're a very big influence, and you see that our generation hasn't gone through any very difficult times in this country, so they don't have that perspective and understanding, and my parents have, you know, been a big influence in teaching me that and giving me that insight.
I had exactly the same experience, I have to tell you. My folks were products of the Depression, and I learned at a very early age the real value of the industry that we're in, which is basically hard assets. There's no question that that provides, hard assets in my mind, provide the most security of any asset class out there.
Right. It's retained its value over thousands and thousands of years, and how many paper currencies have survived and retained their value.
How about zero? How about zero? Yes. 200 years, if I'm not mistaken, is the longest a fiat currency has ever gone.
Right.
I mean, successfully. So that's kind of interesting. People think, well, that's not true because the United States has had a fiat currency. We haven't had a fiat currency that long. We've only had it since 1972.
Right.
Prior to that, it was asset-based. Interestingly enough, prior to 1972, economically, we were, I mean, you know, let's throw the Depression out of there just for the fun of it. But, you know, our economy prospered when we had an asset-based currency. Our economy is not prospering today.
No, it's there's such vast misallocations of capital and such great interference into the free market system that you have to somehow clear that out, go through that, through this vast debt burden that we're confronted with. So gold and silver is a way to protect yourself.
Peter, you know, I have to tell you, it's a real wake-up call when an old warhorse like Al Corlin is learning things from someone who's probably 35 years younger. You know, I have to tell you, doing your own research, in my opinion, is absolutely critical if you're an investor. And I have to tell you, Peter's website, goldseek.com, and his other website, silverseek.com, in my opinion, provide a very, very good starting place as to how you guys can get some information. Steve?
You know, Al, in this field especially, asking the right questions is critical in order to get the right answers. And that's what we're trying to do on this show, folks, is lead you to sources, whether it's websites like Peter's or funds like Marshall Barrels, the Encompass Fund, where these folks are seasoned veterans. They understand the dynamics. They can help you to wade through what are accurate questions, what may be off a little bit, and why. They take the time to explain it. So it's a great source to go to, these websites, the folks that we're going ahead and connecting people with. You know, I remember when I first got in this segment, it was like Greek, a different language. Now I understand it, but it took some time.
You know, it does take some time, but I have to tell you, I've been saying this for years and years in written articles and on the radio for 20 years. For God's sakes, do yourself a favor. Don't listen to rumors. Don't listen to hot tips, things like that. You definitely want to do your own research. Take advantage of sites like ours and GoldSeek. Stick around. Going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications.
medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. I have a couple of rude guests in the background. Roger Wiegand on the one hand, and Marshall Barrell on the other hand. Roger has a great newsletter. He is also a daily contributor. The newsletter is Trader Tracks, and Roger's a great contributor to our website, does a daily editorial every day, does a market close every day, and we have actually thousands upon thousands of people listening to that since you came on, so you've saved our bacon. Marshall Barrell, on the other hand, is a fund manager. I've known Marshall for about 25 years. He and his partner, Malcolm Gisson, have a fund called the Encompass Fund. The interesting thing about the Encompass Fund is that you guys are about 60% invested in resource companies. Talk about that for me. Why resource companies?
Yes, we are, Al, and we're invested for a variety of reasons, depending on the commodity, the resource. Gold and silver, we think, is very attractive. Gold is a storehouse of value, the traditional historical reasons, inflation, dollar, printing presses, supply-demand, all those factors contribute to why we think gold has gone up and will continue to do so. Silver has those factors, plus it's an industrial metal. It's used in a lot of industrial uses. We think other commodities such as uranium and coal, oil and gas are important because they generate energy, they generate electricity, and that's important worldwide. It's not just the United States. These days, the markets are global, the economies are global, and we feel you need to be invested globally. And that's what we do at the Encompass Fund.
We like to have a little bit of bickering back and forth on this program, and that's why I asked Roger to join Marshall here. Roger, you're not a big believer in precious metals, and you're a fiat currency guy, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you got your ears on upside down, Mr. L. I totally agree with Marshall on what he said. One other key point I would like to make. People are wondering, where is the top going to be in precious metals, and when should they sell out and run away? From my perspective and from a historical perspective, I would say that this commodities rally will run somewhere between 13 and 17 years. I think that we're in about year number 8, 9, or 10 right now, roughly. So on the short side, the worst we could expect, probably the shortest time frame, I should say, would be probably in another 3 years. I think that next year, based upon credit events that I see coming fundamentally, that next year is going to be quite exciting. I see quite a bit of inflation with Mr. Bernanke's quantitative easing program. They plan to initiate $500 billion in new paper this fall. The markets reflect that. They're talking about it. The media talking heads would prefer that that not be too loud in the media, because it kind of messes up their stock program, but that's where it's going.
That's where it's going. You know, Kath and I were in New Orleans last week having dinner with Brian and Fran London. Brian does the New Orleans Gold Show, which is a great show, I have to say. But over dinner, Brian was telling me, and he had not started drinking wine yet, he was telling me that he felt that the upcoming elections on November 2nd could have an adverse effect on the price of precious metals. What do you guys think about that?
Well, it could have. I think a lot of it depends on what kind of time frame you're looking at. If you're looking at the ensuing days and weeks after the election, there may be some backing off, backing and filling. There may be some selling on the news, in effect, in the general markets and the precious metal markets. It's expected that the Republicans are going to take control of the House. They may take control of the Senate. They're certainly going to narrow the majority. That's being factored in currently. Once it happens, assuming it happens, the markets are going to deal with it appropriately. If the thought is that on into 2011 that the precious metal markets are going to be suffering, I wouldn't view it that way, and I would certainly agree with Roger that there are a lot of reasons, a lot of factors why precious metal prices and the stocks that are involved with the precious metals are likely to continue to go higher over the next year and longer.
You know, Roger, I think that part of Brian's, the method to his madness, for lack of better terms, his rationale, I think, is that it is pretty well accepted right now, at least most people believe, that the Republicans are going to take control of the House. Marsha, your favorite lady, is probably going to have to move her office, as she will no longer be the Speaker. But there's also, you know, there's talk about the three branches of government only being controlled, one branch being controlled by the D's and then the other two being controlled by the R's. I think a lot of people are thinking, well, if that's the case, then the concern about the economic future of the United States, the concern about the dollar perhaps will diminish. And if that happens, then precious metals will be perceived as not such an attractive investment. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that.
No, I'm not saying would you agree with that happening. I'm saying that if, in fact, that is the case, do you think that that rationale will hold true?
Perhaps, but not as drastically as one might expect. Irrespective of the election and what the Republicans and the Democrats will do, in the ensuing days and weeks and months after the election, the die is cast, so to speak. We're at a position where the economics and the credit problems are so deep and so widespread, not just in the U.S. but in Europe and Asia, that we're seeing a convergence of events that are coming together that are going to cause some very critical problems. And Bernanke and the Treasury Secretary Geithner at this juncture, in my view, are going to continue on the same path they're on pretty much irrespective of what happens in this election. Now, one thing that could happen in the election, let's say the R's win the House, you've got the president's veto, and the Dems control the Senate, I think we get just 2 years of gridlock at that point. And even if the R's get the Senate, I think we're looking at a lot of gridlock, because the economic situation, I think, is going to be set apart from what the viewpoints are from these two parties.
Marsha, what do you think? Are you going to take all your clients in the Encompass Fund and put them into the conventional market because things are going to go crashing downward after the election? What do you think?
not from anything that we can anticipate or see at this point in time. And you always have to be cognizant of what's happening in the markets and what's happening around the world, and things can change, but we don't anticipate that that's going to happen to any dramatic extent after the election. And when you say what's going to happen with precious metal prices, and particularly gold, it comes back to where are people going to put their money? In the bank, under the mattress, into dollars? Yeah, some will put it into dollars. Well, where else? Are they going to put it into euros or yen or yuan? Not likely. And they're going to put some of it's going to go into gold, as it has been for the last number of years.
You know, I guess I want to close out this segment by just saying, asking you specifically one question, Marshall, and that is, what percentage of a person's portfolio do you think should be in the hard assets themselves, and what percentage should be in paper assets as exemplified by the, common stock?
It's really an unanswerable question in the context of it depends on the person and their situation and their risk tolerance, their age, their other income, their other assets. And to put a percentage on it in the abstract is not that useful. Having said that, we're comfortable with our individual clients, and we have individual clients in addition to managing the Encompass Fund, a mutual fund. We're comfortable with having 5 or 10%, maybe even somewhat higher, in gold and silver for the clients, but it really depends on the person's individual situation. We're not fans of bonds, particularly long-term bonds, at this point in time, because the interest rates are so low. Somewhere out there, interest rates are going up, bond prices are coming down, and we would not be recommending going into long-term bonds.
Don't want to cut you off, but I have to. Big Al's going to be back with Marshall Barrel, Roger Wiegand, and my buddy Steve Carr, who co-hosts the show that we do on the Business Talk Radio Network. Stick around.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin, chatting in the last segment with Marshall Barrell and Roger Wiegan. Joining us in this segment is Steve Carr. Steve is the co-host on the Economics Report, another radio show that we're involved in that airs on the Business Talk Radio Network. You know, we're going to chat right now about some macroeconomic issues that I think are really, really relevant. One of the issues is the volatility that's occurring in the precious metal stock market versus the volatility that occurs in the conventional stock market. I would maintain that as more and more people get involved in the precious metals market via purchasing stocks in gold mining companies, silver mining companies, what have you, I think the volatility that we're seeing at this point in the markets because of the greater numbers of participants is going to go down significantly. Marshall, Encompass Fund, you're an expert. What do you think?
I would think the opposite of that. I think as more and more people get involved in the market, there's an opportunity for more and more volatility because as you have more people involved, you're going to have more of a herd mentality, and they will be moving in and out collectively, potentially, and that will lead to more volatility rather than less.
I have to say, Al, on this one, you know, I always hate to disagree with you on anything, but I'm in Marshall's camp on this. You know, it's such an infinitesimal small market, you know, when you think of how much silver is out there, how much gold is out there. And as more and more people get in, I think that there's going to be tremendous upside potential. As I said during the break, I think we're in a breakout. I think we're in a breakout because we've changed the dynamic of precious metals as primarily a hedge against inflation to a hedge against default. Now, do I think we're going to see corrections and so forth? I've been a commodities trader for 35 years. Yeah. So, as I've been saying for 11 years, as everybody around here has been saying, accumulate, accumulate, accumulate. Use it as a savings program every day, every week, every month, and as an insurance policy. But I think the volatility is definitely going to continue to be ratcheted up here.
This is Roger. I think I have to agree with that. I think that this breakout that Steve just mentioned, particularly when silver jumped past $22 into the realm of 24.95 as a resistance point. That was a whole new price change. And also gold, when gold went past 13.65, it did touch a high in the DEIS futures of 13.87.5. And these new numbers give credence to more volatility and people wanting to get in and go faster. The one thing that could happen, Al, that might argue on your behalf is this. If, in fact, we could go to Dow 15,000 with a lot of artificial propping and see gold at 3,000, we might end up with a big slogging 20-year deal like Japan, but I really don't think that's going to happen.
You know, here's a couple of things that are interesting to consider, you guys. And, you know, and I'm clearly outvoted here, but the my opinion is that a lot of the resource companies today, if not most of the resource companies today, really aren't traded on what I would call conventional investment fundamentals. There's a lot of emotion involved, I guess I should say, in it. Yes, there are fundamentals that we consider, you know, assets in the ground, management, you know, financial condition, et cetera, but really, for the most part, the huge swings that you see, in my opinion, in resource stocks is coming from emotion. And I think that as more and more people are involved in this, I think the investment ideas are gonna perhaps move away from pure emotion to fundamentals. And at that point, I think you're going to see less volatility. See?
I want to postulate this idea,
sure.
Al, and I'm actually encouraged about this because I think that a lot of investment in precious metals over the last 30 years that I've invested has been emotion-based. It's been fear-based.
Right.
I think now it's becoming reality-based. I think there are more and more people. You know, when I became a broker in 81, the Series 7 guys recommended that high net worth clients have at least 5% of their portfolio in precious metals back in 1981.
Yeah.
Now, more and more people around the world, not just the States, are going, wow, I'm an idiot if I don't have some of my portfolio in real money.
Okay. You're looking skeptical, Mr. Encompass Fund. What do you think about those comments?
No, I'm not skeptical. I think there's certainly something to that. And in 1980, 81, and before that, it was the mantra, if you will, to have 5%, to give or take, in your portfolio in gold as a hedge, as insurance. It turned out that over the ensuing 20 years, that didn't work very well, except for very short periods of time, in that gold was going down and the gold stocks were going down, until about 2001, when gold quit going down, started to go up, and it has, as it has been for the last 9 years or so, and the gold stocks are going along with that. Sometimes the stocks lead the commodities, whether it's gold or silver. Sometimes the commodities lead the stocks, but they've both been an upward trend, and I think there is agreement among the four of us here that that trend will continue. Now, whether
without a doubt, yeah, I just my only question is how steep is that chart going to look?
I'm sorry, how steep?
How steep is the chart? Whether you're depicting the price of a specific resource stock or whether the chart's depicting the price of gold or silver, you know, they're all interrelated in that area. How steep is that chart going to look?
We don't know because we're not there, and we're with regards to gold, we're in new highs, new high territory.
Yes.
And I would certainly defer to Roger and his technical work to try and give some kind of number. I don't know what the number is, but I know we haven't seen it yet in our view, and it remains to be seen where it is.
What time frame for the number?
I'm sorry, what time frame? Well, I guess I would have to ask Marshall. I think when I say the volatility in the market is going to perhaps become less extreme, I'd say that could happen in the next 5 years. Volatility in the market less extreme.
Well, that's possible. If between now and the five-year date we had extreme volatility and everything calmed down for some reason, you know, near the five-year period. But generally, The trading ranges during the day in the futures, and Steve would know this because he's looked at this stuff before. When you see trading ranges instead of $5 or $10 going to 20 and 30, and all of a sudden they're 30 and 50, that indicates higher volatility right there, and I'm seeing it. And I don't know how long it's going to continue, but I suspect it's going to go for probably, who knows, at least till gold is 2,000-3,000.
Anyhow, here's a huge thing about this, and I know Roger is a big technical person. I look at the technicals a little bit, but on a fundamental perspective, when gold and silver broke down last time in 81, the U.S. government had 4 billion ounces of silver. They have zero now. If people use that same 5% portfolio diversification that we talked about in the 80s, now it's not out there to have. Plus, we have the third world that's found capitalism. We have more and more Chinese millionaires that were overcome by the Communist Party before. So I think that has set us up. Look at the growth in ETFs. The guy you had on earlier, Doug, James Turk. More and more people are getting a stake in precious metals, and it's just not out there to be had.
You know, we're in uncharted waters. There's no question about that. You know, everybody has an opinion. I think that probably we may be saying the same thing in a sense. I'm just saying I think the volatility is going to be significantly less. And I guess being really simplistic, Marshall, what I would say, and I'll give you the final word on this, I think the precious metals markets, whether you're talking the commodities or the stocks, I think are going to become more mainstream.
Oh, I think there's no question about that. As it goes along and as people become aware of what's going on in the metals markets and the commodity and the companies that are involved in the metals markets, they're going to become more interested and more comfortable with investing in them, and it will become more mainstream. When it becomes extremely or is extremely mainstream, may be the time to take another look at it. But that's a ways away.
Okay, there you have it. Miguel's going to be back in the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Stick around. We'll be back right after the news.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.